Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size with me, Chris Smith, and with Ben Vowsler. We're from The Naked Scientists. Now, almost every home in the UK relies on electricity for heating and light and other things like playing computer games and listening to podcasts. But how does the power we use actually get to us?
Well, electricity is generated in power stations, mostly by turning a generator. We do this either directly in a wind farm or using some kind of engine, like a jet engine in a gas power station or a steam engine in a coal, oil or nuclear power station. It's generated at 25,000 volts, which is more than 100 times higher than the electricity in your wall socket.
But my home runs on 240.
That's true. You need to change that voltage by using a transformer. Now, there's lots of different types and sizes. You'll have probably seen them in the oversized plugs you use to charge your phone. They convert 240 volt mains electricity down to the 5 or 10 volts which your phone can use.
So why don't we just generate electricity at 240 volts to start with?
Well, the electrical system is designed to move energy from the power stations to the places that need it. You can transfer the same amount of energy either by having a very large amount of electrical current, but pushed around with a small voltage, or by using a small electrical current and a very large voltage. When an electrical current moves through a wire, it will heat up the wire, wasting energy. This waste only depends on the current you use, so if you use a high voltage and a low current to move the electricity around, you lose a lot less energy. In fact, to move electricity a large distance in the power transmission system we call the national grid, the voltage is increased to 400,000 volts to minimise the losses.
Oh right, so you can use a transformer to increase the voltage as well as to reduce it?
Yeah, they use a step-up transformer to increase the voltage to transmit it, and then they use a step-down transformer to reduce the voltage in stages down to the 240 volts you have in your home.
Okay, so once the electricity gets to my house, I get charged for it, so how does that work?
Well, the amount you pay for electricity depends on how much electrical energy you use. We normally measure energy in joules, but to pay for electricity you use a slightly unusual unit called a kilowatt hour.
But what is that?
Well, first of all, a watt is a measure of power, so that's how much energy something uses every second. So a 60-watt light bulb uses 60 joules of energy every second. Most appliances will have written on them how much power in watts they use. Now, in the same way that a kilometre is 1,000 metres, a kilowatt is 1,000 watts. So a kilowatt hour is the amount of energy that a kilowatt uses in an hour.
OK, well, I've got a computer at home that says it uses 300 watts, so how do I work out how many kilowatt hours that will be if I, say, leave it on all day?
Well, the first thing to do is convert the power in watts to kilowatts, so you divide it by 1,000.
So that's 0.3 kilowatts.
That's right, yeah. To convert the power in kilowatts into an amount of energy in kilowatt hours, you just multiply by the number of hours you're using it. So if you've got it on all day, then that's 24 hours. Multiply it by 24.
So that's 7.2 kilowatt hours. Great, but how much is that going to cost me?
Well, your electricity supplier will charge you a certain amount for every kilowatt hour of electricity you use. Mine charges me about 10p per kilowatt hour, so you multiply the energy you've used by this price.
So my computer costs me 7.2 kilowatt hours times 10p. That's 72p's worth of electricity every day. So maybe it's best if I turn it off at night.
That's probably best, yes.